Again, good morning again. Yate Bena, and in my wife's language, you say Kwatsi. So I want to share that with you this morning. And just a little note before I share my message. Yesterday's solar eclipse coincides with the Navajo New Year, October 14th. It's a rebirth and revival of living things on Mother Earth. A powerful astronomical event that, out of respect of it, we don't view it as Navajos. After the pass, though, myself and my family members, we took out our corn pollen and asked for help again going forward. Peace on Earth. So that's what happened yesterday. That's what transpired. So I just want to share with you that, as many of you probably already saw, we had to stay in as Navajos. They told us, you have to stay inside. You can't eat. You can't drink. You have to sit still. You can't lay down and wait for it to pass. And then you can make your prayers. But again, thanks for the welcome and for inviting us. Deb Church invited me to come and be part of worship today this morning. My name is Nelson Capitan. My dad's from Aneth, Utah, and I'm from Nosh City, New Mexico, my mom's side. That's where we're from. And my wife is from Siama, New Mexico. She's from the Pueblo of Laguna, so we're part of the Laguna United Presbyterian Church. And, you know, I didn't know when I married my wife, I didn't know part of the gig was becoming a Presbyterian member. So that's how I became Presbyterian. And then all of a sudden I was moving chairs and tables at their potluck and said, boom, the elders at the time says, we're going to make you an elder. But I said, I'm just moving tables and chairs. But I've grown, and I like the teaching and how, as I sometimes share the message, there's parallels to how we believe as Indian people and how the word is and how following Jesus Christ is the same. I listen to my grandfolks from way back, and I listen from the word that it's the same teaching and so on. So I just want to give a little background of who we are and where we come from. And we have three chapels in Pueblo of Laguna in Siama, where my wife is from, and Casablanca, where we've been having church a lot lately because it's one of our bigger churches. And because of the pandemic, that's where we were at mainly. And then the other chapel is in Powhatan, New Mexico. So there's six villages in Pueblo Laguna. So we have three chapels in three of the six villages. And during the pandemic or just after the pandemic, we've been at Casablanca just to have that space and that distance between us and wearing our masks. So I bring greetings from there, the Laguna United Presbyterian Church and the folks there. They say good morning as well, and Kwatsi like that. And also greetings from Jim Rogue here. So we're kind of, he's going to be at Laguna today. He's going to be at Casablanca this morning. So I called him right before worship today and it says, my son opened a church that's ready to go. So be with them and thanks be to God. So, and he expressed good morning too as well to you folks here, because I know he's been here before, so I just want to, he sends his greetings. So let us pray. Living God, we pray again this morning, and as we share this day, thank you for this life and this breath that we have, and what I want to share may be acceptable in your eyes, that what I share is good and right with love. I say his name in the Heavenly Father and our brother Jesus Christ. Amen. So parables are great to listen to. We have so many great ones in this world and different ones from different peoples and culture. And this parable of Matthew that I read is so in your face, unbecoming, and alarming that there's still a valuable lesson there. I want to share with you a few different parables or proverbs from other indigenous nations of this country, such as the one from the Blackfeet. What is life? It is the flash of a firefly in the night. It is the breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. It is the little shadow which runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunset. From the Cherokee, when you were born, you cried and the world rejoiced. Live your life so that when you die, the world cries and you rejoice. This proverb. There are two wolves fighting inside all of us. The first one is evil. The second one is good. Which wolf will win? The one you feed. And another. Tell me and I will forget. Show me and I may not remember. Involve me and I will understand. And from the late Billy Mills, who was from the Oglala Lakota tribe, you have to look deeper, way below the anger, the hurt, the hate, the jealousy, the self-pity, way down deeper where the dreams lie, my children. Find your dream. It's the pursuit of the dream that heals you. All of that, we try to make sense of it and hope that it helps us. For many are called, but few are chosen. The feast is the kingdom of heaven. The king or chief is God. God wants all of us to be there in the kingdom of heaven. And as we heard, a lot of us are reluctant to be there. I want to share with you that same kind of setting with my mother's homestead where we have our ceremonies. It might not be the grand scale of great feasts of the heaven, minuscule, but sometimes I believe we get pretty close. Here's the setting. My mom stretched, Nos Chiri, New Mexico. So when you drive from Gallup to Sherbach, don't blink. And so in Navajo, we say, it's pronounced like this, Nos Chiri. So that means badger coming out of hole. So go Badgers. We have this thought and a plan of our ceremony at my mom's. We have a patient in this particular case for my mother at the time when she turned 50 a while ago, and she wanted to keep working as a dental assistant in Tehachapi at our Indian Health Service facility. We invited our relatives and closest friends to be with us. Since we or my mom expressed this ceremony, no matter what or who will show up this time, we were going to do it. She wants to lay down prayers to God again and ask for help to keep going in this life. During those times of our ceremony, at one time I thought of my mom as a quarterback and the rest of us children as supporting players, a team effort on our part to prepare. We also know we may receive support from those who will be there, friends and relatives who will sit all night and morning with us and pray. It's a sacrifice from everybody, and at the end, we want a win-win situation with God's help. Because of my mother and my grandfolks, we like that win-win concept as well. We prepare ourselves just like here, wearing our Sunday's best. We take in our pendulum blanket, wear our best jewelry and outfits. We want to present ourselves to God to receive a good blessing. Our grandparents would say, dress nice for it. You work hard for it. But everybody's going to be different at the ceremony. One time during one of our ceremonies, a lady showed up with my grandfather's family side from Pine Springs, Arizona. We didn't know her, but she came in jeans and a t-shirt and wanted to be with all of us. There are times when we address ourselves and the purpose of that ceremony. That early morning, my mom thanked her for coming in. My mom said, you just came in here with no blanket or pillow to sit on. You sat on the basic cover there. You sat all night like that with us, and that represented the toughness of you. That reassured me of my will as well. Yeah, thank you for coming in. That's what my mom said to her. And I knew right then and there that helped that lady as well. Another time we had a family nearby waiting for us to finish in the morning, and then a man walked over asking for help to get home. I think they were stranded overnight in their vehicle. Even though we were in our post-ceremony reception mode, my brother Michael took them home. So it's that win-win again. My late family medicine man, Grandpa Billy Lopez from Ute Country, would say, during the ceremony, he would say, we are all equal in here. We are all here to help one another and pray. It's hard to get there, but we should feel better in the long run if we want to. When we prepare for our ceremonies, we put up our teepee early in the morning and pray when the light is breaking. And I want to add that we also have a ceremony hogan. So I got pictures of our hogan. I did like a project for that as well. But the last main pole we put up, we tie two prepared eagle feathers to it. This is our welcome mat for all to participate. It's a sign to say, come in, let's pray and help one another out. Help our patient who wants to get well and have a good life. And may you also find good blessings going forward as well. And then later on, it makes me feel good when someone says, let me know when you have another meeting. You folks have good meetings. But with that, we work and pray because of what we were taught. We are humble. We have respect. We have hospitality, courtesy. It's hard, but God wants us to be that way. God wants us to be part of the chosen. I remember JJ from Oklahoma and his wife, Elaine, I think was her name. They showed up late, and I think my aunt greeted them outside. Their first time there at my mom's. And then JJ said the following day, it was nice to be welcome even though we were late. That is our teaching, to have love and a big welcome mat. And then God digs that, right? That's what we're talking about, the kingdom of heaven. We shed tears talking about our life journey during our ceremony. We pray and sing songs that lift us. It's hard work, but at the end, we want to have a happy home and community, a continued good journey. We got to keep trying to get there. And I think with all these things that we try to do, we share at Knox City, might be remnants of what God wants us to be and do. So that's the Matthew parable today for us. It's harsh at times, but listen well. Don't be discouraged in these current times. Swallow your pride, help your neighbor, have your welcome mat here at White Rock and then in your home. Dust it off at times. It works, but when the good news to be in the community of the, it works, but when we want to receive the good news, it's like being part of that community in the Lycan feast, the grand feast, the kingdom of heaven. Be part of it. And I also want to add that, you know, my wife and my in-laws are like that too when you go to Siama. So on July 27th, 2024, come to Siama. That's how I know that kind of setting as well, to be part of the community, to be part of all of us here like this, to have that love and that respect and that courtesy and say, Yate. That's how I know my wife and my in-laws. So July 27th, 2024. So I'll be looking for you guys. July 26th, 2024. So with that, I'd like to leave you with a few more Indian proverbs. Don't let yesterday use up too much of today. Wisdom comes only when you stop looking for it and start living the Creator intended for you. And what is life again? It is a flash of a firefly in the night. It's the breath of a buffalo in the wintertime. It's a little shadow that runs across the grass and loses itself in the sunsets. And I would say this with my congregation at Laguna. God gave us a short life as human beings. In spite of our short human life, God is good and God is love. Be proactive and healthy in our community. Amen.